Chapter 8. An Experience in Japan. When the Carnatic left Hong Kong at 5 p.m. on November the 7th, two cabins were empty. The cabins for Phileas Fogg and Aouda. Passepartout was fast asleep in his cabin. When Passepartout woke up the next morning, he asked himself, what happened? He was very confused and had a headache. He remembered that he had slept a few hours in the bar after Fix left him drunk and drugged, but the Carnatic remained in his mind. He woke up and went to the ship, and two sailors carried him to his cabin. Now he had to find his master. He looked around the ship, but he could not find Fogg or Aouda anywhere. He asked an officer to look at the list of passengers.
There is no Phileas Fogg on board, and no Aouda, said the officer.
Passepartout was very upset. He knew they missed the boat because Passepartout didn't tell them it was leaving early. The bet was lost, and it was all his fault. He was also worried about himself. He was travelling to Japan, and he had no money. On the ship, he ate enough for three people, because he didn't know when he would eat again. He knew that he must earn some money in Yokohama. When he arrived, he saw a poster for a travelling show. He could work in the show. The owner, Mr. Batulkar, needed an acrobat to start immediately. That same afternoon, there was a performance. It was a wonderful show. At the end, the acrobats, who wore wings and long noses, formed a human pyramid. Passepartout was at the base of the pyramid. Suddenly, the pyramid collapsed. The audience watched as Passepartout ran to someone sitting near the front, shouting, "Master! My master!"
"Passepartout," said Phileas Fogg, calmly, as usual.
"Yes, it's me."
"Very well. Come on, we must go to the ship. It leaves for America very soon." Outside, Mr. Batulkar was waiting for them. He was very angry. Fogg explained the situation and gave him some money to compensate. At 6:30 p.m., Fogg, Aouda and Passepartout were on the ship. How did this happen? How did Fogg and Passepartout find one another at the travelling show in Yokohama? A few hours before, the captain of the General Grant heard the explosion from the Tankadere's cannon, and Phileas Fogg, Aouda and Fix boarded the big ship on its way to San Francisco. They arrived in Yokohama on November the 13th and saw the Carnatic in the port. Fogg remembered his servant's past life in the circus, so when he saw the poster for the travelling show, he knew that was the obvious place to look. The General Grant was fast and powerful. It was able to cross the Pacific Ocean in 22 days. Phileas Fogg hoped to reach San Francisco on December the 5th, New York on December the 12th, and London on December the 21st. Aouda was thinking a lot about Fogg and his bet. She noted the passing hours and days with interest and impatience. She began to love Fogg, but he did not show any similar feelings for her. Detective Fix was also on board the General Grant. He finally had the arrest warrant, but it could not be used in Japan because Phileas Fogg was not on English territory. Fix planned to stay with Fogg until he returned to England and arrest him there. Fix was very surprised to see Passepartout on the ship. He did not want to see him because of what happened in the bar. But when Passepartout saw Fix on the deck, he was so angry that he started hitting him.
"Wait, wait! I want to speak to you," cried Fix.
Finally, Passepartout stopped hitting him.
"Until now, I was your master's enemy. Now I'm not," Fix told him.
"Ah, do you now believe he is an honest man?" asked Passepartout.
"No, but I want him to return to England as soon as possible. I can arrest him there. I will not stop your master on his journey around the world.
So are we friends?
No, but we can work together to get to London as fast as possible.
The ship reached San Francisco early on December the 5th. They were exactly on time. Fogg discovered that the first train to New York left at 6 that evening. Passepartout went to buy some guns. He was worried about Sioux Indians attacking their train. Fogg and Aouda went to the British consulate to stamp Fogg's passport. At 5:45, they were all, including Detective Fix, at the train station. The train left on time.